And before we leave you, let's talk about some news that has broken while we've been on air, that the Formula One legend Eddie Jordan has passed away after losing his battle with cancer at the age of 76. Des Cahill with us. Des, you knew Eddie Jordan.
Yeah, I knew him reasonably well. I was just looking, last message from him, it was December 27th, but this fella lived the dream, Eddie Jordan. He was larger than life character, rock and roller in Formula One. He used to have his band play after the Formula One race when all the fans would gather underneath. The fact that an Irish fella could get into Formula One, which is hundreds of millions, and the way he did that and battled, his first sponsor was 7-Up was on the car, I remember one stage, when he got into Formula One at the start, and his selling point to everybody was, 7-Up, let's take on the big companies, who's your biggest rival, let's take them on. He'd go on to everywhere, we're going to take on the big guys.
He was afraid of nothing.
Afraid of nothing, and you'd buy into his dream. So I was at several Grand Prix as their team guest many times. I mean, he had a first and second in the Belgian Grand Prix when the weather was atrocious. Like, he still never had the massive money that the others had, but he gave Michael Schumacher his first drive, Damon Hill drove for him. He had a lot of the big drivers drive for him as well. But his whole thing was, let's take on the big guys. And sponsors loved this. They loved the notion of, we're going to take on the bigger sponsors, the bigger manufacturers and all that. Benson and Hedges were his big sponsor for a long time. And then when the ban came on the cigarette advertising, that affected his team. But he was a hugely proud Irishman and flew the Irish flag everywhere and sold the Irish story to people. And
he was involved in Formula One, wasn't he, at a particularly exciting time?
Yeah. Well, it probably, as the media coverage of it grew, it's always been kind of this exciting, dramatic, money-rich.
But there was a time you
product.
Couldn't open the paper without Eddie Jordan being in there.
And funny, RTÉ had coverage of it back then as well, so people had followed. Sunday, it was part of Sunday afternoons. But to finish first and second in both cars in the first two places was incredible. And a fun man, a hard businessman, clearly, and very successful. Great family man. It's very, very sad news. He was a great Irish fella, and what he achieved in taking on the world was quite extraordinary. He had started off in Bank of Ireland here, you know. It was a fantastic story for him to have achieved what he achieved.
Well, he left
a lot of people
mark,
will miss him. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. May he rest in peace.